Hello everyone, this is Kevin Guest. Today I want to talk to you about the importance of building a strong team within your USANA business. You can sponsor, hold health and freedom meetings every week, and enroll, but if you aren't concentrating on identifying those who catch the vision of USANA, you could be doing your USANA business a serious disservice. When you're building your USANA business, you want to take the time to identify the right team members who can help your business flourish and who will take action. As you foster rising stars in your team, they will build strong, successful businesses. Learn how to motivate your team so they're constantly building and working together so that as a group, you can watch your businesses reach new heights. In this month's Life Masters, experts from USANA's field give you the advice you need to determine the right people to help you build the dream team you've always wanted. And when you get your dream team, you will see the benefits of their hard work and yours. Our first speaker went almost a decade working as a buyer in the corporate fashion industry before she decided to embrace her entrepreneurial spirit by starting a USANA business. That was 2 years ago, and now Lavender Marantz couldn't be happier with her choice. She's a Platinum Paysetter, Growth 100 member, and Gold Director from Toronto, Canada. It takes a tremendous amount of work and dedication to earn the kind of success in such a short amount of time. Let's listen to the strategies Lavender has put in place to continue not only her own success, but the success of her team as well.
Hello, fellow USANA associates. My name is Lavender Marantz, and I'm a Platinum Paysetter, Growth 100 member, and Gold Director from Toronto, Canada. Over the past 2 years, USANA has opened a door to create a life for my family and myself that most only dream of. So to be able to share some of the knowledge I've acquired over the years is truly an honor. Hopefully this Life Masters serves its purpose by inspiring you to take the next step toward building your dream and your dream team. There are tons of tips and stories I could cover to try and deliver the soundest advice, but instead, I'd like to cover some of the basic strategies I use to develop my team into a fabulous group of motivated and inspiring professionals. So before we get to that, let me tell you a little bit more about myself. Before USANA, I spent almost a decade working as a buyer in the corporate fashion industry. After all those years, I began to realize my interest in fashion and buying would serve me much better as a hobby rather than a career, as I'm sure you can imagine. Even though I was working for some of the biggest department stores in Canada, it just wasn't the direction I wanted to go in life. And I'd always had an entrepreneurial spirit, as both my parents were entrepreneurs as well. And the USANA opportunity came at the perfect time in my life. I often wonder if it was just a coincidence or something bigger at work. My good friend, Anna Yonsa, was the one who first introduced me to USANA, and together we made the journey fun and motivating for each other. While my motivation was at an all-time high and I was ready to start learning the business, there was still a small problem. Although today Anna is also a Gold Director, back then, like me, she was just getting started. We were both rookies in the industry, and we needed some direction. So this is where one of my favorite associates, Miss Leanne Graychuk, comes in. As one of the key leaders on our team, she really stepped up for me and acted as my personal mentor from the very beginning. My business would not be where it is today without the help of the coaching and mentorship I received from Leanne. And so even though it took an enormous amount of hard work and dedication on my part to get through that first year of my business, I was able to enjoy many aspects of it because of these key people. These are two roles, mentor and partner, I think are absolutely vital to any successful team. And it's going to lead into my first piece of advice when it comes to team development. The mentor-mentee relationship is the cornerstone to your success in not only your team, but your own USANA business as well. Throughout my USANA journey, something I've observed time and time again is that in business, sports, and life, all successful people employ coaches and mentors on some level. And after realizing this, I started to understand that having a mentor doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong or that there's something that you're not good at. It doesn't mean you're not capable of reaching success on your own. It is simply a means to get there faster than you possibly could on your own. A coach is the person who will get you through all of these stages without making those little mistakes you wouldn't even know to look for. They speed up the process and help you maintain efficiency in the early stages of your business. Believe me, mentoring the newer members of your downline is important, especially if you want to instill the basic foundation of skills needed in the network marketing industry. If you're looking to act as a leader for your downline, you need to let them know you're there for them. Of course, as busy associates, your time is very valuable, so you want to be sure your expectation is clear from the beginning. As long as they bring the want to, you will help them with the how to. I can't make any member of my team do anything they're not ready to do. They have to want it for themselves. They know I'm here for them anytime, and as soon as they're ready to shake things up and move their business to the next level, I'm ready to help them walk it out. Even associates who move at a slower pace or have gone inactive should never be ignored. Everyone's pace and goals are different. You don't know people's circumstances, and they might not be at a point in their life where they can do what's needed to create a successful USANA business. At some point, everyone will be ready. And if you want your team to flourish, you've got to be there for each associate when they reach that point. You can only give as much as they give, and it's important to communicate that to your team. Your services are very valuable as a teacher in the business world. I mean, we have a built-in coaching system. How great is that? People pay lots of money for business and strategic coaches, so it's a huge bonus as part of your USANA business to have a team you can rely on for this type of advice. As you can tell, I really like to emphasize leadership as an aspect when it comes to team development. It's just, I know how passionate I am about acting as a leader for my downline. I want them to understand I'm not in this business just for myself, but for all of them as well. It's vital for your team to see you take your role as a leader seriously if you're attempting to expand your business. Being a leader can be challenging and very rewarding. And obviously, there's a lot to remember if you want to earn the respect of your team. As a leader, you have to remember not to overhelp your new teammates. And this is a very tough lesson for me to learn. As tempting as it may be, because you actually take away from them the very lesson that will help them build a lasting business. So what is my approach for new associates? Well, first, I tell them to sit down sometime during their first week and complete their e-apprentice. Remember, incentives never hurt. So I often will offer some sort of prize if they can complete it within their first week. It's such an important tool that every member of your team should start with. USANA has done so well at creating the business tools and marketing materials we need for our business, so why not utilize them? Of course, everyone has their own approach and techniques, but why create materials that have already been completed for you? We don't need to reinvent the wheel. The second thing I suggest an associate might want to consider is whether they want to go for Platinum Paysetter or not. This, in my opinion, should be determined right from the beginning. And although it definitely is not something you should require of your teammates, I would certainly encourage it. I always give them the choice and take it from there. It's a great way to have a new associate dive into the business without hesitation and get their feet wet, and can have a huge impact on their income as well. Even if they don't make Platinum Paysetter, they still gain so much experience and practice from the experience itself. The process itself helps to take the nerves away from being a rookie, and if nothing else, it instills a great sense of determination that every teammate will share with one another. The third and very critical thing I instruct every associate to do is go to convention and team events, of course. For those of us who've been working in USANA for a while, try and think of your rookie year in the company before you'd ever been to convention. It's hard to understand just how beneficial this annual gathering is for your business if you've never experienced it yourself. So all I can do is stress to my downline to attend convention no matter what. It injects a new sense of awareness throughout your team, and the customized learning is tailor-made to suit their needs at every level. Everyone leaves convention with a renewed faith in what they can contribute to their business, their team, and potentially the rest of the world. If nothing else, convention is a great way to reach out to teammates in your upline, your crossline, and your downline, of course, that you may not see on a regular basis or may not have seen for a while. So overall, the whole event is really a family gathering, and you end up bonding with so many associates on a much more personal level. Sometimes streamlining basic business practices into your business like the three I just discussed, can really make all the difference. You don't want to get caught up trying to completely reboot your business by incorporating 100 new techniques all at once. If there's anything I've learned since signing on as an associate, it's to never try to rewrite your entire strategy if something isn't working. Take some time to let yourself and your team get through the learning process and give yourself the room to do so. You might be surprised at what happens if you're patient. I think I've learned the hard way that you can't pre-qualify anyone in this business. So don't place prejudgments on your team or prospects as a whole. In network marketing, we are constantly working with people, and people will surprise you in the best and worst ways. It would be foolish to discount anyone who you've never even attempted to work with. You can never predict when someone will have that aha moment. In order to push each of my teammates to reach their moment of clarity, I simply tell them to get started presenting to anyone and everyone who will listen. It all goes back to the practice they'll gain. Your presentation ability is like a muscle you need to work out as much as you can. The better you become at speaking to people and relating to them on a personal level, the stronger your business and team will become as a result. After a certain amount of time, new associate skills become so fine-tuned that their relationship with customers begins to change. Nothing in the content of their message actually changes, but as their belief grows, their delivery of the message is much more confident, and customers begin to look at them as experts in the network marketing and health industries. So the relationship shifts from the associate needing the customer to the exact opposite. Pretty soon, you'll have people approaching you, seeking your advice and expertise in the products and business too. Once this shift in balance starts occurring, that's when you know an associate is ready to go solo and even start a mentoring relationship of their own. It's a cycle that must occur in every team if the intention is to align all teammates under a common goal or belief, which I think is absolutely crucial for any team. Stepping back and trying to absorb all of this is probably a bit daunting, but try and take baby steps. Just focus on what you're trying to accomplish with not just yourself, but with your entire team. Care about your teammates and have a genuine interest in their success. If that is the only thing you take away from this Life Masters, I'd say it's still a perfect place to start. You can't affect your team in a positive way if your intentions aren't in the right place beforehand. You're also not doing your team any good by remaining idle and not attempting to implement any of these practices into your own business. Yes, it may change things up a little bit, and it may be a challenge. But if you view every challenge you come across as an obstacle to overcome, you will never enjoy this whole process. What I've learned is this. Stop in those hard times and make a choice to treat your obstacles as an invitation to help your team learn. Whatever problem you're facing will surely be noticed by many of your current and future downline members. When the time comes, hopefully you're able to step in and help your team by guiding other associates through similar phases in their businesses. I always say to take good notes when things are tough, because that will be the most valuable lesson to your team. So I'll end by saying once again, care about your team and the people in it. Be a confident, trustworthy leader for your downline. If you want the most successful team, you have to find the best ways to instill that same confidence in your downline. This way you can be assured the confidence will be instilled in the customers your teammates are reaching out to. Because of your downline's rock-solid belief in USANA and its products, people immediately have an easier time trusting the message. Your personal testimony is so much more valuable than any tip or tool I could give you when it comes to building your team. So find your own faith in the product, in the business, and in Dr. Wentz's vision of true health and happiness. And you can be sure your team will thrive off your attitude as a leader.
Julie Boyer didn't think she needed USANA, but while Julie was training for her second Ironman triathlon in Switzerland, she was approached by her longtime friend and USANA Diamond director, Leanne Graychuk. Leanne told Julie about USANA supplements and how the products could help her during her strenuous daily trainings. A week later, Julie was sold. After her return to Canada, Julie signed up with USANA and began to build her business. Please welcome USANA Gold Director, Julie Boyer, as she discusses what it takes to build the right team.
Hi, USANA Associates. I'm thrilled to be talking with you about building the right team for your business. When I first joined USANA, I was really excited about how the products could complement my healthy lifestyle. It didn't take me long to consider the USANA opportunity, and I realized that having a portable, residual business and being partnered with the best company was also important to me. USANA was my way to be healthy, share health, and create a residual income at the same time. As you heard in my introduction, I was training for an Ironman competition when I first learned about USANA. Because Ironman is an individual competition that includes a 2.4-mile swim, followed by a 110-mile cycle, and finishing with a full 26-mile marathon, it may seem ironic that I long to be a real team player. In fact, my whole sporting career has been individual sports. I started as a gymnast, then a swimmer, and finally a triathlete. What I found in USANA is a place where I can truly be a part of a team. This is a skill I had to learn and something that limited my growth in the beginning, especially as I built my team. Your team is essential in making your USANA business viable. You will hear this over and over again from associates, but it is so important. I'm glad Life Masters is dedicating this month's recording to building an effective and worthwhile team. When first starting out with USANA, you're excited for just about anyone to join and become part of your team. As we are often encouraged to put the business in front of everyone we meet, in the beginning, you're going to end up with people on your team who may not be the easiest to work with. What happens is you get people on your team who are time and energy suckers and who aren't necessarily the best people to surround yourself with. These are people who take up a lot of your time and have the wrong attitude and are frustrated when they're not enrolling preferred customers or associates, or wonder why they're not advancing as quickly as they want to. And then there are those who literally suck the life and energy right out of you. They're extremely negative and don't have faith in themselves or the business. Having these people on your team, even if it's just one or two, completely takes away from the amazing people who want to be there. These are the ones who choose to pick up the phone to call you if they're excited about signing someone up, or if they've exhausted all other possibilities about a problem or question, or if they want some guidance on where they should go next in their training. As you become a better leader, you have to figure out with whom you want to spend your time. When you first start out and are working part-time, you don't have time to waste. As a leader, you want to work with the people who are going to grow and develop and who will become leaders themselves. So how do you find the right people to be on your team? What's interesting is when I look back on my own USANA journey, I've realized the associates who have been the most beneficial to my team are the people I wasn't necessarily looking for. They were simply attracted into my life. What I mean by this is that you tend to attract people who are a reflection of yourself. So if you are positive, encouraging, and inspiring, you will tend to attract similar people. Most of my strongest and most successful team members weren't even on my list at the beginning. I met them at special events, workshops, or during activities I participate in that I enjoy, such as training for a triathlon or playgroups with my daughter. These leaders joined later as I became a more attractive business leader. If your team complains, doesn't level advance, and focuses on minor aspects of the business, that is a reflection of you as a leader. If you want this to change, lead by example. Put more time into personal development and go for a level advancement yourself. Your team will see that and you will hopefully inspire them to take action as well. As I mentioned, at every stage of my business, I've attracted different people who are a reflection of who I am at the time. Those who have been on my team longer see the newer team members advancing more quickly and realize that they may have to change in order to do the same. For instance, now as a mother, the way I do business has changed as new opportunities for meeting different people have opened up. I have a great friend who I met while going through prenatal care who's just been watching me. She recently said to me, "You're always talking people. You're always making new connections." That's just the way I am. I can ask the right questions to prospects to see if there's a need for something that USANA can provide. For new moms, their income is often reduced either due to maternity leave or because they decided to stay home full-time. Not only do they miss that income, but they also miss interacting with other adults. That's where I believe USANA can help them and I ask them if they'd like to take a look. When looking for team members, one thing I try to establish first is, can I be friends with this person? The last thing you want are team members you don't like being around. If you don't connect or click, why send them an invitation to be part of your business? These people might make great PCs. When you're a leader, you will be spending a lot of time with this individual. This is incredibly difficult if you aren't able to get along with them. You'll wind up becoming seriously frustrated with the person and their business. I look for people who are approachable and easy to talk to. If they can talk to me, they can probably talk with others. I look for someone who is positive and smiling rather than negative and complaining. In order to have a successful team, be selective. Every presentation you give is like an interview process you're putting people through. It's okay to say you don't really want to work with someone. You can still sign them up as a PC. You can also sign someone up as a PC if they're simply not interested in USANA as a business. Even if you already have one or two people on your team who may not be good for your business, leave them alone and focus on attracting the right people for your team. Coach new team members on who they want on their team. Help them to figure out what kind of people they want to prospect. Sometimes you're blessed with an amazing new USANA associate who rises rapidly through the ranks. That can be scary for the leader trying to mentor someone who's growing faster than they are. My suggestion is to rely on your golden above upline leaders when someone is rank advancing faster than you. For those I mentor, I allow them to choose their pace, and I instruct them to finish e-apprentice within their first few days, especially if they're looking to become a leader. The next step is to help them enroll their first few PCs and start a reset challenge. Then I encourage them to go for Platinum Pacesetter. Getting new associates on this system allows them to present USANA in front of more people and, for us as leaders, to train more people at the same time. And most importantly during all of this, don't forget about personal development. We all only have a limited number of hours in the day, so it's essential to spend 30 minutes a day reading or listening to personal development material. The first book I suggest to new associates is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. My leaders are always listening to or reading something motivational. That's part of the training. In order for you and your team to get to gold, you will all have to go through your own personal development journey at your own pace. By encouraging new team members to begin this habit immediately, they are more likely to become leaders. I enjoy being in touch with my leaders daily. I'm often on the phone connecting with my team to talk about strategy and placement, encouraging them to sign up for events, and keeping them accountable to their goals. My leaders send me 3 business goals every Sunday night. I like to check in with them throughout the week to make sure they're on track and offer help as needed. I believe it's an important part of the business to be in contact with your top leaders regularly until they are golden above. Another way I choose to motivate my team members is through contests. I held a contest based on volume points where the winner received a year-long subscription to Success Magazine. I've also held bigger contests during rank advancements where my team members earned passes that I paid for international convention or a cross-regional conference. While this is great motivation for them, the will to succeed really needs to come from inside the individual. I try to inspire my team to reach their goals and lead by example. When a leader inspires people, as I am inspired by Diamond Director Leanne Graychuk, they will do whatever it takes to create success, especially if their leader is already successful. Building a successful team isn't easy. I have run into my fair share of problems. When you are first starting out in the business, this can be the most challenging time, especially because it's difficult to know who to spend time with. I spent a great deal of my available hours coaching PCs and working with associates who weren't doing very much, rather than focusing on those who truly desire to become leaders. If you're constantly pushing someone to the next level or the next event, you'll slowly realize that that person is never going to become a leader. I love how Leanne puts it. USANA is a pull business. Pull team members to the next level. Don't push them. You do this by taking the initiative to help them succeed. That's one of the biggest challenges in knowing whom to work with, especially when you've had some people on your team for years that seem to be stuck. Some might be stuck in a personal development rut. You may not know why they're there, but just be patient for them to find their next breakthrough. There's little that can be done except to let them have their journey. Try not to overmanage or overcoach. Let them make mistakes and let them fall. In the past, I have been more of a manager and a mother, but that's not in the best interest of my team members, so I do my best to limit this kind of leadership. So what does it take to have a strong team? You. It takes you. By leading yourself first, you walk the walk and talk the talk. If you want your team to level advance, you level advance. If you want your team to have personal development, you go through the personal development process as well. Do you want your team to go to convention? You should already be registered. Teach your team to call USANA customer service with business and product questions first. Coach them to be selective about when they do call you, and their team will do the same. You are encouraging them to be independent. A great leader is one who has given their team the right amount of support and independence so that when they succeed, they feel they have done it without your help. I believe that finding the right team is very organic, and in the beginning, it's incredibly hard. You have to build yourself first and be the leader first by attracting the people to make an amazing team. Be the leader, and then reflect that within your business and within your team. And soon, you'll find yourself on the road to gold with your team.
Becky Lawson and her husband Craig looked at many alternative career choices to traditional jobs in the health field. Instead of opening a franchise or dipping into real estate, the Canadian couple living in New Zealand decided that network marketing had the best residual income opportunities. Now, 8 years later, the Lawsons have built a successful business with a hardworking team. Please welcome USANA Ruby Director Becky Lawson as she talks about what it takes to make a great USANA team.
Hello there, USANA family. In order for you to better understand my thoughts on how to build a highly successful USANA team, you should probably know a little more about Craig and myself and how we got started in the business. 8 years ago, I was 30 pounds overweight. I had chronic acne. I had signs of emerging diabetes. My dad died of cancer. He had heart disease and diabetes. And I thought I was healthy. Why? How could I think that? Well, I wasn't sick. I didn't have a disease. And what I knew about health was what the media and medical profession taught me, and it was limited. And what's more, here Craig and I were, both with degrees in the health sciences as occupational physiotherapists. You think we would have known better. As you can imagine, I didn't come across USANA looking for better health, although I should have been. We were looking for residual income, a way to travel and visit family overseas, a way to not be trapped in the 9-to-5 rat race. We knew our jobs were not creating the time and income freedom we desired. When USANA came around, our health degrees did teach us to evaluate the research. So we did that. And of course, we were blown away by the integrity of the product. We then evaluated the business model in the industry of network marketing. After doing our due diligence, we got started. We now have taken control of our health, not just for us, but also for our children. We have created the time freedom most only dream of. We have done this by building a team that could help us achieve our goals while helping others do the same. The question was posed to me, how do you find the right team? My answer is this. I'm not sure you do find the right team. I believe you create the right team. Having said that, there are some features, however, that we do look for when we're prospecting. For Craig and I, we look for people of integrity and people who would be dedicated to helping others and, of course, want to do what it takes to help make their own dreams come true. From there, it's what you do, who you are, and what you believe that creates the right team. It starts by having your own clear why and knowing how to help your team members uncover their why. Their why refers to what the vehicle of USANA can do for improving not only their circumstances, but also how it will serve their heart, soul, mission, vision, and purpose. This, in turn, creates a dedicated, motivated team with clear desire. In our team, Team Generate International, we all have our own unique whys. Although we are at different ages and stages in life, we all have one thing in common, a desire to improve and enrich our lives as we serve the greater vision of Dr. Wentz and truly set out to help others achieve better health. Having a team that knows they all share the same vision creates a strong and solid team. Let's dissect creating a strong and solid team further. I'm not talking about creating strong and solid individuals, but a strong and solid team. This business is relationship marketing. We're humans. We're built for relationships and being connected. We have a strong need to be a part of something. That is why Craig and I love building locally. It brings us together. It builds strong relationships. We rely heavily on creating team camaraderie in our business, and we do this in various ways. We build team camaraderie through events. We hold rank advancement parties. We had a disco ball Ruby dance party when we advanced to Ruby directors. And of course, everyone had to wear red. We have Christmas parties, summer barbecues, team building days, New Year's parties, and summer kickoffs. We get whole families involved as well. The children, they love to connect and make new friends in their local USANA family. We also meet weekly in our home. Every Sunday evening is training night. Do you know the best feedback we've had from these evenings? It's not just that the training is incredible, although it is. It's when associates say, I just needed to come tonight to be a part of this, to be around these positive and motivated people, to feel connected and to start my week off right. And you know what? The people who are going to build their business well and those who aren't both come to these events and they get connected. They learn more about the products. They want to be a part of something. So they actually stay on their 100 or 200 points every single month. They are lifelong users of the product, even if they'll never build their business. This builds strong retention and solid volume for you and your business. The other benefit of meeting together regularly is that team members who are moving forward, rank advancing, and have momentum create massive motivation for the others. They inspire one another to reach higher, and they send out the message that they can do it too. The bottom line to building a solid team through camaraderie is creating what I call the love in your team. It takes a lot of love and care for people to build a team. Are you willing to stay late from training to help a team member sort through their block or their problem? Do you truly have a vested interest in what your team members are doing both in and outside of the business? This is key to your business. In keeping with this point of building team camaraderie, I've got to tell you about one activity that we did at the beginning of this year that really boosted team morale and created massive motivation and determination for our team. We held this activity in New Zealand when we lived there, and it had amazing results there too. I have since shared this with some other teams, and I've heard some amazing feedback. You can do this with your team as well. Are you ready? Okay, here it is. We ran an incentive called the Generate Race. Generate being the name of our team, so you could call it what you want. It was an amazing race-style challenge where our team was split up into groups of three. One member in each group had to be a crossline to the other. The game included 13 tasks that could be divided up amongst the participants however they wanted, yet some required that all three in the group complete. The prize was awarded to the team that finished the tasks first. We made a fun and inspirational Generate Race Trash Talk Facebook page where all the teams could view the progress of the other team. This created fun, excitement, and constant fire under their tails. What were some of these tasks, you might ask? They were things like approach three teachers, hand out Rev three drinks and get a presentation from at least one of them, talk to three real estate agents, and of course, the biggest item was create 1,600 SVP with a minimum of four signups. The race was over in less than 3 weeks, and the momentum has carried on. That's the best part. We realized while this race was taking place that it was far less about the prize and much more about team camaraderie, commitment, and accountability. It also created some friendships for life. It was so fun to watch, and our team got so into it. It was like the suspense of a reality TV show. It was a riot to watch. I encourage other teams to set up similar projects, as it is a sure way to motivate and build your team. So those are some tips on how to build a strong and solid team and not just strong and solid individuals. But why? Why is that important? Well, for Craig and I, we signed up for residual income. We don't want our team to grow just where we are. We don't want to do it as a one-man show. We could so easily tempt our team into letting us do everything for them, but that wouldn't serve them or us in the end. It may create faster growth, but it wouldn't be sustainable. Everyone in the team needs to step up and be leaders in their own right. So we work with our own sponsoring, and yet we also invest in our team. We invest in their training, we invest in them by setting an example, and we never sugarcoat anything. We help them uncover their why, provide them with the right tools, help them work past their limiting mindsets, and then we watch the magic happen. Moving on to another aspect of building a strong team, I was asked this question. How do you mentor a rising star in USANA? Again, it starts with you, their leader, their sponsor. If you're not thinking big, you'll never get a rising star. They wouldn't know about the big, massive picture of the promised land if you didn't show them, if you didn't peel back the possibilities. It has to come out of you. Then you have to get really practical by showing them the numbers. Do they know what it takes to go gold? Are you up for the work of going big and fast? Because they need you to be the wind in their wings. Make sure your rising star can picture themselves with a big team. Can they see themselves in the role of being a leader with a large and growing team? Help them visualize this reality. If they can't see it or believe it, it will be very hard to achieve it. Let's move on here to another aspect of building a team. It's the answer to the question a lot of people ask because it's about the stuff they cannot see. It's the aspect of building a team we don't really want to discuss often or focus on, but it's very important to mention, the challenges. What are the challenges or issues that we have faced in building our team? I'm sure every leader has their own issues, but for us, it has been about learning how to truly create the team camaraderie and connectedness we talked about, while at the same time not promoting dependency. When we lived in New Zealand and would go to Canada every year to visit our family and build our USANA business over here, we used to ask ourselves this question with a bit of frustration. Why does my team seem to grow wherever I am? We felt this particular pang when we left New Zealand 2 years ago after building our business over there for 6 years. Over the last 2 years, we have experienced a serious drop-off from that leg of our business. It's not for a lack of Skype training, phone calls, and distant support. There are still autoship numbers there as people are connected to the product, but not necessarily the amount of business building that we'd like to see. Craig and I have learned this lesson the hard way, and we have been quick to make the shift necessary to truly pass on the mantle of leadership within our group so this doesn't happen again. We truly believe that part of it comes with the territory because there is nothing like building locally and being present for your team. But here's the key at building at a distance. You need someone to step up to lead, and you work with them so they can grow their own local team. That makes for a powerful international business for you. We've now learned more clearly to create independence within the team culture. Your team members need to stretch their own wings and fly from the nest, yet remain connected and strong. We refuse to let this drop-off hinder us from moving forward. Everything is considered progress. You can't allow any negative that may arise to disable you, but rather use them to propel you forward into achieving your dreams. So my advice to you, if you are just starting out, if you are just embarking on the exciting venture of creating a team, start by visualizing it. Get connected to your why. Make sure you are connected to the grander vision of USANA and Dr. Wen. Look for people of high integrity who are willing to make a change. Look for needs and offer solutions to those needs. And finally, never, ever give up. God bless.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to treat, cure, prevent, diagnose, or mitigate the symptoms of any disease. The components of the RESET program are foods, results not typical. The average weight loss with RESET is 4.5 to 5 pounds in 5 days. Children under the age of 18 should not participate in the RESET program, except on the advice of their physician and/or dietitian. It is suggested that you take these products to your physician and secure his or her advice if you intend to change your diet, begin an exercise program, are pregnant or lactating, have allergies, are taking medications, or are under the care of a physician. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term results. The results will vary. The earnings portrayed in this literature are not necessarily representative of the income, if any, that a USANA associate can or will earn through his or her participation in the USANA compensation plan. These figures should not be considered as guarantees or projections of your actual earnings or profits. Any representation or guarantee of earnings would be misleading. Success with USANA results only from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, and leadership. Your success will depend on how effectively you exercise these qualities. The average associate made $656.77 U.S. in 2010.